John Baker, you're currently in Anvik. Did you declare your 8-hour?
We did.
And do you plan on staying then?
We do. We'll stay for the whole 8 hours.
Now, talk about, this race is, we're just saying how it's really different just with the way people have been running. The weather is definitely a factor and the trail is a factor. And talk about how you decide where you're going to rest your dogs and when you're going to run them.
Well, we need to take a mandatory 8 on the river somewhere. And I wanted to try to minimize the amount of stops on the river to 2 stops if I could, being here and Eagle Island. Then, of course, Kalteng. But with the warm temperatures, it's nothing fits with the dog team yet, but it should start getting better.
Now, talk about how this warm weather has affected your team and perhaps the way you're able to move originally from Kotzebue. Of course, a lot of people assume they're cold weather dogs. How are they doing?
They're really not doing that bad. They definitely go slower, but that shouldn't hurt us. Going slower should help us to end up with a big, strong team at the end, but everybody else is going faster than us, so it's hard to stay ahead.
Mm-hmm. And breaking up this next section of trail in 2 big chunks and heading to Kalteng, what's your goal in looking ahead in the trail and getting yourself in a good position heading to the coast where you typically have pushed on up?
Well, we obviously have to figure out the quickest possible way to get us to Nome and just try to go through that plan and just make it work. And in a dog race, you never give up till the very end, or ever. So I'm sure that things will start coming around for us and that we'll if we start pushing hard, we'll start getting things to happen in our favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And when do you decide, based off of, feeling the dogs and where they're at and where you are on the trail, how do you make that decision on when to turn it on?
Well, I don't know for sure, but recently we've had to make some terribly long runs that's brought the dogs down a little bit. So now we'll just have to feel it every run, just go with the feel.
Are they eating well?
They eat very well.
All right, anything else you'd like to share with people back in Western Alaska who are rooting for you along the race?
There's a lot of different things happening in this race for the first time, actually. People trying different tactics, some of them working, some of them not. But it's been a very interesting race. I'm enjoying it. I'm not doing as well as I'd like, but we won't end it that way. We'll get better. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, John. John Baker in Anvik and reporting in Anvik. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.